Hello everyone, and welcome to my review of You Won't Succeed on Broadway If You Don't Have Any Jews. This review takes its title from a song in the Monty Python musical Spamalot and is a celebration of the contribution that Jewish composers and writers have made to musical theatre over the years. And such is the Jewish legacy, the show could easily be called There Wouldn't Be Any Broadway If It Wasn't For The Jews. The Gershwins, Rodgers and Hammerstein, Irving Berlin, Kander and Ebb, Stephen Sondheim, the list of classic songs by these and others from classic shows goes on and on. Here, an accomplished cast comprising of experienced West End performers such as Sarah Earnshaw, John Barr and Jackie Marks, plus some recent drama school graduates, take us on a wonderfully nostalgic journey starting in the 1930s with I Got Rhythm from the Gershwins' Crazy For You up to the present day. Highlights are the whole company in a rousing version of Tradition from Fiddler on the Roof, Sarah Earnshaw's comical turn on Getting Married Today from Sondheim's Company, and Sophie Evans's performance of Over the Rainbow is a real touch of class. That said, there are one or two strange choices, the main one being Everything's Coming Up Roses, which is Mama Rose's big number from Gypsy, but is here performed by a man, Danny Lane, albeit very well. And although I realised that not everything could be included, I found it a bit odd that there was nothing from Showboat, which is generally regarded as a landmark production in the history of musical theatre, and that the writers chose to include songs from Smash, which was only ever a TV series, and yet nothing from Wicked, although Stephen Schwartz's contribution is recognised by including a song from Godspell. The show runs chronologically, which makes perfect sense, of course, and is given some social and political context. But I would have liked to have seen more made of the history and narration, rather than the disembodied voice we have here, which is accompanied by projections of some often appallingly bad illustrations and some poorly executed animation. And if I could just put on my musical theatre nerd anorak for a moment, some of the graphics weren't entirely accurate, given that this is a history of Broadway. My Fair Lady, for example, was illustrated by a badly drawn Audrey Hepburn, who of course appeared in the film version, which came 8 years after the Broadway opening. And the same thing happens with Julie Andrews for The Sound of Music and Shirley MacLaine for Sweet Charity. Sorry if this all sounds a bit picky, but this is a show that's going to appeal in the main to the enthusiast, and these anomalies are going to stick out like a sore thumb. In the end, though, the performances on stage are what count, and mostly they hit the mark and make this an unashamedly stagey treat. I just can't help feeling that it was also a little bit of a missed opportunity. You Won't Succeed on Broadway If You Don't Have Any Jews continues at the St. James's Theatre just until the 5th of September. Thank you for listening. Keep checking back at the website for all my theatre reviews.